You ever watch a stock climb wondering, is this it? Is this
Yeah.
the peak? Then you sell and bam, it just keeps climbing, right?
Happens to the best of us.
Or even worse, you hold on too long thinking it'll go higher and then
Poof. There go your profits.
it's like knowing when to get off the elevator. You want to be on one of the top floors, not.
Yeah, not riding it all the way back down to the basement.
Exactly. So today we're diving into the art of selling those stocks like a pro. And we've got a legendary guide for this, William J. O'Neill.
Oh, he knew a thing or two about market timing.
He built an empire on this stuff. And the key takeaway, it's not about selling at the very peak, it's about,
Securing those great gains.
right, like not chasing those impossible perfect moments.
Because perfection, in trading especially, it's a recipe for stress.
So you're saying it's okay to leave some money on the table. That's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
It might feel that way, yeah.
Yeah.
But think about it, holding on too long, hoping for a slightly better price, you risk erasing those gains completely.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So, how do we find that sweet spot? When is a profit good enough to cash in?
That's where O'Neill's insights really come in handy. He had this thing about understanding market psychology, you
Oh,
know?
so it's not just about the numbers themselves, but
It's
like.
about understanding what drives those numbers, the emotions, the fear, the greed, and how to use those to your advantage.
Okay, I'm hooked. So tell me, what's the first step? What did O'Neill say about all this?
He always emphasized three things, accepting that you're not going to be perfect.
Right, because chasing perfection.
Get you nowhere fast. The second thing is capturing gains when you see them. And finally, he was all about protecting yourself from those downturns.
Makes sense. So how do we actually put those ideas into action?
Well, let's break down each one of those insights and, more importantly, talk about how those translate into practical strategies you can actually use.
Let's do it.
First up, we've got profit targets. This is where you decide, before you even buy a stock, what your game is going to be, percentage-wise.
So it's about going in with a solid plan instead of getting swept up in the heat of the moment.
Exactly. Having a profit target keeps you disciplined, keeps those emotions in check.
Right, because we all know those emotions can really mess with your head when you're trading.
Oh, absolutely. So you say, all right, I hit a 20% gain, I'm out of there, even if you think it might go higher.
Because it's always better to walk away with something than, you know.
Risk it all for a few more points.
Yeah, makes total sense. So, how does this idea of accepting imperfection that O'Neill talks about fit into this?
Oh, that's huge. It means you're not going to beat yourself up if you don't sell at the absolute tippy top.
Right, because trying to nail that perfect moment.
It's a fool's errand. It's more about recognizing a win and taking it.
So, profit targets, accepting you're not going to be perfect. It's all about approaching this strategically, not emotionally. What else did O'Neill have up his sleeve for us?
Well, he was a big fan of something called trailing stops.
Trailing stops. Now that sounds kind of complicated.
Nah, it's actually pretty straightforward. Think of it like a safety net that follows your stock's price.
Okay, I kind of get it, but can you give me an example?
Sure. So let's say you set a trailing stop at, let's say, 10% below the current price. If your stock climbs, that trailing stop, it climbs with it, locks in those gains as you go. But if it drops by that 10%, boom, sell order gets triggered.
So it's like a built-in system to protect you from those bigger losses, even when you're not glued to the charts 24/7.
You got it. Now, of course, it's not foolproof. You still have to consider the bigger picture.
Yeah, right. We can't forget about what's happening in the market overall.
Exactly. That's where monitoring those broader market conditions, like O'Neill always stressed, becomes crucial.
So how do we stay in tune with those bigger forces at play? And more importantly, how do they impact our selling strategy?
It's all about staying informed. Read the news, keep an eye on those economic indicators, and pay attention to what's happening in different industries. Like, what if interest rates start going up?
That could signal things are about to slow down, right?
Exactly. Or let's say there's a new regulation coming that'll impact a certain industry.
That'd definitely make you rethink holding on to those stocks, wouldn't it?
Exactly. It's like checking the weather before you go on a hike, right? You want to be prepared if a storm rolls in.
For sure. And I guess sometimes those market conditions might make you rethink your whole approach.
Absolutely. Which is why O'Neill also talked about this idea of gradual selling.
Gradual selling. So instead of selling all your stock at once.
You're taking some profits along the way.
Okay, so let's say I've got a stock that's doing really well, but I'm a little unsure about where the market's going next.
This is where you might sell a chunk of it, say 25%, lock in those gains.
And let the rest ride, see what happens.
Exactly. You could even set trailing stops, on those remaining shares or adjust your profit targets.
So you're basically playing it a little safer, but leaving some room for potential growth if the market keeps going up.
It's all about being flexible, adapting to those bigger market conditions we were talking about.
Right, because sometimes it's not just about the individual company. Those external factors can really throw a wrench in things.
And that's where O'Neill's approach really shines. It's not just about picking winners. It's about knowing when to hold them and when to fold them, as they say.
Knowing when to cash in those chips.
Exactly. So we've got profit targets, trailing stops, staying informed about the market, and even gradual selling.
O'Neill really laid out a whole game plan for us, huh?
He did. But he always said the most important thing is to constantly review and adjust.
So it's not like we can just set it and forget it. We got to stay on top of things.
The market's always changing. What works today might not work tomorrow, so you got to be ready to adapt.
Always learning, always evolving.
Exactly. Every trade, win or lose, it's a lesson.
That's a great point. It's about becoming a better trader over time, not just trying to get rich quick.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So it's like O'Neill gave us the keys to this elevator, right? We're calling the shots, deciding which floor we want to get off on.
And we're not trying to ride it all the way to the top. Just find a floor where we're happy with the view.
Love that analogy. Aim for great, not perfect.
And never stop learning.
Couldn't agree more. And there you have it, folks. William J. O'Neill's wisdom on mastering the art of selling. Not just about finding those winning stocks, but knowing how and when to let them go. If you want to dive even deeper into O'Neill's strategies, we've got links to his books and articles in our show notes. And hey, if you've got any amazing selling stories, those perfectly timed elevator exits, share them with us on X, you know, the one that used to be Twitter, at insert social media handle, or find us on Instagram at insert social media handle. Until next time, remember, happy trading, everyone.